So depending on where you're at in your life just at the moment, this may sound a bit harsh, but I'm going to say it anyway because it's true. The more affluent we become, the more prone we are to focus on ourselves rather than on the needs of others. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Every now and then, we get to feeling sorry for ourselves. Maybe things aren't going so well, or you're feeling run down, a bit low perhaps. Poor little old me. It happens to all of us. The very first time I was confronted by true poverty was in a village in India. I mean, these people lived in such abject poverty that I wept. Until that moment, I really had no idea what poor meant. I don't know your financial circumstances. I don't know what you have going on in your life. I don't know what suffering may be afflicting you right in this instant. But what I do know is that Jesus spent most of his time amongst the poor. In fact, God's heart for the poor beats so unmistakably, so strongly from the beginning of his word to the end. Proverbs chapter 14, verses 20 and 21. The poor have no friends, not even their neighbors, but the rich have many friends. It is wrong to say bad things about your neighbors. Be kind to the poor, and you will be blessed. Sure, sometimes we do feel sorry for ourselves, and yet each one of us, I'm sure, can find a way to put food on someone's table who doesn't have enough to eat. Each one of us can find a way to put a roof over the heads of a family who have no shelter. Each one of us can find a way to bring compassion and comfort to someone who's really in need, someone who's truly hurting. Be kind to the poor, and you will be blessed. That's God's word fresh for you today. One of the most powerful things about God's word is that through it, he lets us see our lives, our circumstances, from a completely different perspective. And that's incredibly empowering. So let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and head across to the Media Lounge, where you'll find literally thousands of messages on all sorts of different subjects conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly the teaching that you need for today. Again, you'll find that Media Lounge at ChristianityWorks.com.